from Addato Riverfront Park in downtown Lansing. It's Current State live from Common Ground, our fifth evening of live Current State broadcasts. We wanted to bring you some of the people and the sounds of the festival to you. It's a big, loud, really fun week. The sun feels fabulous down here tonight, and we hope you've enjoyed our live broadcast. Tonight, more rock here at Common Ground. MGMT, AWOL Nation, 21 Pilots, Foxy Shazam, and others. The live music continues, of course, through Sunday night. The public green space that is Riverfront Park, well, after 4 days of Common Ground, it's mostly green. But Riverfront Park is one of dozens of properties managed by the City of Lansing Parks and Recreation Department. Among the many others, Davis Park, the Foster Community Center, the Hunter Park Pool, the Washington Park Ice Rink. The department is launching an effort to promote the city's parks and community centers as healthy and enriching opportunities here in the capital city. The I Am Lansing campaign also features a new mascot, Cuff Lynx, L-Y-N-X, Cuff Lynx, get it, whose mission is to draw attention to those opportunities. Joining me to talk about the campaign and to describe this mysterious beast, Cuff Lynx, is Callie Delzine of Parks and Rec's Leisure Services Division. Welcome, Callie.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
You described the I Am Lansing campaign to me as an awareness-raising exercise. What are you trying to raise awareness of exactly here?
To raise awareness of health and fitness. Opportunities in the city of Lansing and surrounding areas, and to bring awareness to the fact that people have many opportunities to participate in activities that will keep them healthy and fit that might not cost a lot of money. There's a lot of stigma, I feel, that surrounds exercise and fitness as something that you have to go to maybe a gym or, you know, have a lot of money to start a program. And through the Parks and Rec Department, you can go to your local park, play on the playground, walk on the river trail, and it doesn't cost anything.
So it's to connect the idea of health and fitness with just using the many opportunities that there are at the parks or the community centers or the pool or the ice rink and all
of that. Yes, correct. Yes.
And how are you doing this exactly? There are a number of parts to the I Am Lansing campaign.
There are 115 parks, so many, many opportunities to engage. We are promoting I Am Lansing and Cuff to, he's going to go around to the different parks and play on the playgrounds and walk on the river trail. It's going to start as a virtual campaign. He will have a website that's going to start up pretty soon. He's going to use the local city market, you know, for fresh fruits and vegetables, local farmers markets as well, to partake in healthy eating and promoting these feelings with your family that's not maybe processed foods and different things. Walking on the river trail and then maybe starting to jog a little bit, you know, just to kind of show that he is doing these things, not that you should, but here's how to start.
And Cuff is available. Now, he's not a real mascot, although I guess there's some discussion as to actually making him a real mascot. He's kind of a virtual creation.
Currently virtual. He is a real mascot, but currently just kind of a flat, you know, one-dimensional guy. He is available. If people are interested, they can go to their local community center and get a colored copy of him and kind of check him out and take him around and take a picture. They can also print him off of our website and take a picture and then send us in their story of, hey, we went to, you know, this park today and played frisbee or ran around and played tag, and here's how we were using not only Cuff but the opportunities that are available to us in the city to engage in healthy choices.
So you want people to see Cuff and think of a recreational opportunity here in the city of Lansing, basically.
Yes, absolutely.
Kind of a branding.
Yes.
Branding thing. And explain what Cuff stands for. Cuff is actually an abbreviation or an acronym.
Yep.
An acronym.
Yep, it's an acronym for Community United with Food and Fitness. We held a contest back in the spring, and that was one of the choices that came through, so we thought it embodied the spirit of not only the campaign, but of what we're trying to promote through Parks and Recreation.
And why are you calling it I Am Lansing?
I Am Lansing was born as an idea because we are Lansing. A community is nothing more than the people that make it up. And healthy, vibrant communities start with healthy, vibrant people. And we want to be leaders in the choice to go out and engage in those opportunities.
We're talking with Callie Delzine of Lansing Parks and Recreation here and about their new campaign to promote Lansing area parks and recreational opportunities. Are Lansing residents underutilizing city parks and neighborhood centers and the like? I mean, is that part of the reason that you're doing this?
No, they're very utilized. During the summer, we have our summer camp opportunities. Fall, winter, and spring, we have plenty of like dance classes and sports and different opportunities for families and individuals and children and seniors to participate. It's just to raise awareness of the choices that are out there and to hopefully be a sort of an engaging experience for the members of Lansing to say, hey, why don't we go out and, you know, it'll be fun to send in our story. So just to kind of offer them a little bit of an incentive to do so.
I've been surprised several times since I've been in Lansing at how many activities and opportunities there are at the neighborhood centers.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about those. There are classes, there's all kinds of things.
Yeah, we have classes. And each community center offers something different and unique. We have a rock wall at Geyer, for example. We also have a huge, wonderful gym. We have at our foster center, there's just multiple classrooms that offer different classes, dance classes, healthy cooking classes for children. Down at Southside is kind of our senior area where they have a day program for seniors to go and enjoy. There's also a pool that's hopefully getting fixed there soon. And our Let's Community
Hunter
Center.
Hunter Park's got a pool,
Hunter
too.
Hunter Park does have a pool.
Popular place Moore's in the summertime for many, many years.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, there it is. And then we have our Let's Community Center that also has opportunities for seniors and children as well. So.
Now, the images of cuff links I see show them in three different activities, and that's part of the message here, right? What is cuff doing in these images?
Sure. In one of the images, he is jumping rope. That signifies the, you know, opportunities to go out and be physically active in the city. In one of them, he is pushing a cart of fresh fruits and vegetables that says, you know, you need to be nutritionally supported to go out and engage in these activities and really get the full benefit of them. And in the third, he is wearing a backpack and carrying books because, you know, eating properly nutritious foods and being physically active promotes self-esteem, confidence. You know, it reduces your stress level. You do better in school and at work, and it's just kind of an overall feeling of well-being and wellness.
He's a lynx who is a role model, is basically what it boils down
yes,
to.
Yes, that's
right?
Exactly right.
But there's also an incentive to win things here.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, sure. Yeah, the incentive is to pick which one you want. You know, the healthy foods, the jumping rope, or the, you know, self-esteem and confidence guy, and go out. Enjoy your activities, maybe go shopping for some food, take a picture of Lynx pushing the cart and like, hey, we're doing this too, and send us your story. We want to hear how you are enjoying the opportunities in Lansing to be healthy, and we will choose a winner three times a year to be entered into our activities guide, and it'll have your picture and your story, and you'll win a fun prize pack, and so just a little extra. A little extra incentive to go out and really participate in the I Am Lansing campaign and to be a part of your community.
Good deal. Callie Delzine is of Lansing Parks and Recs Department Leisure Services Division. We've been talking about the I Am Lansing campaign. Thank you, Callie.
Yes, thank you.